This is the Cascade Hiker Podcast. Find us over at CascadeHikerPodcast.com.
I'm a country boy with a soft side. My heart wanders up north to the hillside. And I've never met anyone quite as beautiful as you.
I'm your host, Rudy Gets It. I'm here to inspire you to get out on the trail. You putting in 2 mile hikes, 5 mile hikes? Are you still on the couch? Come on, let's go on a backpacking trip. I'm going to introduce you to some folks that have done that and a whole lot more. Next on the Cascade Hiker Podcast, what's your name and where are you from?
Greg Romano, Mount Vernon, Washington.
Right on. Well, hey, I really wanted to talk to you about something that I had a guy on the podcast, and I'm not sure how much podcast you consume or whatever, but I had a guy named Mark Wetherington on, and he brought up, he really wanted to talk to me about the eighth leave no trace principle. And you know, it's something that is out there, and social media but also whenever it gets brought up, people talk about guidebooks as well. And where, you know, kind of, what do you, without asking some crazy question, what do you feel about this proposed eighth leave no trace?
Did you hear that snap earlier? That was the can of worms being opened. That's a great, I have been following a lot of, and I've shared some of this, ironically, on social media. There's been some wonderful articles. There was, I can't recall one of the magazines that I just read. It was one of the best about this. And what's interesting is that a lot of the same arguments that are being made now through social media and the web have been made with guidebook authors too. And so no matter how far back you go, the thing is, there definitely some differences though between books and the web. Also, the web, just by its pure presence, it's reaching far more people, and far more people that are not well versed in some of it. I think back again when I was growing up, where guidebooks were the main medium for finding hiking trails. Well, first of all, you had to buy it, so you had to make an effort. It's something you believed in, and usually it was you already had an interest in the topic, so you went to seek out more. It wasn't like you found it by accident. You weren't just going through a bookstore and say, "Oh, that's a pretty picture of a mountain. I think I'll be a hiker." Yeah. And that's what's happening now with a lot of the web, and the other thing that's truly different too is when I was growing up as a teenager in the 70s and a young adult in the 80s, there was definitely a conservation ethic, a back to the earth. Because what happened in the 60s, very, very similar to what's going on now, there was an explosion of trail use, a lot, and a lot of really bad behavior out there. People cutting down, you know, boughs to build tents, trenching. I mean, the things people used to, human waste was a problem. People back in the 60s, people were actually squatting in the shelters, like along the Appalachian Trail. Oh, it was bad. It was really bad. And then so people finally said, we got to clean this up. And that's when a lot of these organizations, a lot of the environmental organizations and hiking groups, their memberships just exploded during the 70s and 80s. And a lot of them at that earlier too were pretty much an elitist org. Like the Appalachian Mountain Club used to be pretty elite. It was like the Boston elite. And now it's the largest hiking organization in the country, and it's incredibly inclusive. You know, again, getting everybody involved and getting the word out. So that's the big challenge right now, is that on the positive side, the numbers are the hiking mountaineers here in our neck of the woods, their membership's going up. Washington Trails going up, and you know, AMC and Colorado Mountain Club. That's good. People are still joining these groups because they're wonderful organizations. So they do their job with educating. But what about, you know, the internet? How are we reaching people? And so the big controversy is, like, should we not, you know, be exposed in these places? And you know, I can't, you know, and it's almost, it'd be hypocritical of me as a guidebook author to say, yes, you shouldn't be exposed, because, you know, and I don't truly believe that. I mean, I expose places too, but it's one of those things too. It's like with great, you know, great power is great responsibility. We should be very careful on what type of information we're sharing and with whom. And that's the big thing, with whom. And with the internet, anybody has access to this. And so a lot of people are finding these places. But the thing is, we can't go back. The cat is out of the bag now. So I know there's a lot of people are saying, you know, stop posting, you know, geotagging, which I don't do anyway. I don't do a lot of that stuff. I'll post pictures and mention and also, one of the things I've been big on, this is a thing where a lot of these groups need to start looking at, stop promoting the same places.
Right.
That's the thing. We need to disperse the use, not only for, you know, to give these places a break because they're being trampled, but also, I don't know. You really, I don't want to be on a crowded trail. That's, I don't understand. But I guess a lot of people, some of these new hikers, they live in urban areas and around, they don't mind being on a trail with 1,000 people. You know, I prefer not to. That's the thing. So I'm going to seek out places that are less trampled. And I certainly give you lots of options. And it's funny because every time people, they'll look at my book, like, I can't believe you put that in the book. Now it's going to be overrun. I go, who are you kidding? I've been writing this stuff for years. People still are going to Rattlesnake Ledge. I'm giving you all these other options. Yet the majority of people are still going to what I call the Instagram famous hikes. You know, the ones that are getting all the Blanca Lake, Kolchak Lake. I mean, they're ad nauseum. You can go on the net and see the same thing. Yet there's so many places that are right, you know, the next watershed away, that there's nobody there. And I want to get people on these trails too to disperse use.
Spread them out, yeah.
And also because we're losing access again. If everyone's going to the same 10 trails and 90 are being neglected, we're going to lose those 90 trails. So we as a community, certainly, who, you know, embracing online as a way of getting, you know, hikes out and everything, we need to be more responsible about dispersing use and being responsible users too. And I'm seeing some changes in that. That there certainly are some sites you know you can't regulate people what they're putting on there, but if you start even just, you know, the public shaming, so to say, people realize that's not a cool photo. You know what you're doing there is illegal. You know, so why are people, they think that's great, you know. You're promoting. I've seen on the web some of these places that were on private property that are being promoted. I mean, that's not right. So that's where the administrators of these forums really need to take charge, because there's a lot of power here. So it's, again, the internet is still it's nascent. It's new. It's still the wild, wild west, and it's going to change. It has to change, where we have to have more responsibility. Here and so it's funny hearing some of these arguments. I cringe sometimes seeing the behavior and how much use, but you can't tell people not to post it, but you got to try to promote a different way of doing things and just making sure people have a respect. Even the 1,000 people that are going to go to Mount Si, you know, you don't throw your trash on the trail. You don't leave a dog do bag over there. You don't blast music going up there. And then the thing is, and Harvey and Ira used to say this too back in the day. They said, I would rather share the trail with 100 boots than with one chainsaw. Well, the chainsaw is not there anymore. So with me, yeah, it's like, I would rather share the trail with 100 enlightened hikers than one jerk, because that one jerk's going to ruin it for everybody. And I have been in popular places and gone out on popular times with a lot of people on the trail and had wonderful experiences when everyone is really good about what they're doing and conscious. Then, you know, I've had times when I've just been out in the middle of nowhere and one jerk's ruined it.
Are you looking for a new backpack? Go over to Waymark Gear Company. That's waymarkgearco.com. Check out the heavy duty ultralight backpacks over there. This is the place to go check it out because he offers so many things. This is a guy named Mark, and he's doing it right out of his garage. Well, that's the way I envision it anyway. I haven't actually had the chance to, interview him yet. But anyway, you can pick three different ways. You get the full custom packs. I'm talking about changing every little thing on the pack if you need to. Pockets can be different styles. There's a few different ways you can pick these pockets. You can have different colors. There's about 20 different spots, I think. My daughter went through and changed all kinds of different colors on hers, and it's pretty cool that you could do that because then it becomes your own creation as well. You got the semi packs, and then you've got these ready-made packs that are all ready to go. Saves you all the trouble of having to worry about the colors and the pockets and everything. Those are just starting at $169. So, I mean, this is what you get when you come to these small kind of cottage companies like this. You're getting away from those big box hiking stores, and you're supporting other hikers. So go over to waymarkgearco.com. And please, check out the backpacks. I think you're going to love them. Yeah. Well, and it's really too bad because those, what you call like an Instagram famous hike or whatever, those are the kind of hikes where when I can take my daughters, who I'm raising to be those next, conservation type hiker, You know, I could take them there, and that's going to lead them into hike by seeing those lakes and you know, Blanca Lake or something. They're going to be hikers for life after that, right? But maybe that Instagram follower person that just goes up there, they're going to say, well, that was a bunch of, you know, I saw the picture and now I'm getting up here. Okay, I went there, but, you know, my feet were hurting because my flip-flops and, you know, all that, you know, that old jazz. But, you know, it's the wrong person going to those places that aren't going to try to keep it up.
Yeah. And if they're going there just because it's trendy, they want to be cool in front of everyone, get a bunch of likes, take a selfie, you know, I always joke, in some silly yoga pose, some of these funny photos they always see that everyone's doing, and just check it off and go without any connection to the land, without, you know, did you bond with that? Or is it just something to do to brag to all your friends? I mean, how many times do we look at these posts on, they're selfies. We don't even see the lake. It's just somebody's right. face. I mean, you know, what is the point of this? You know, so it's a really interesting culture that's evolving out there. And I mean, a lot of these new hikers are going to become, if they're not already, they are going to be allies for good stewardship on the land. And I'm wondering, too, how many that are just doing it for the likes, that are just doing it to be Insta-famous, are going to, once the trend kind of subsides, are they going to be gone? Are we going to see, you know, the changes that we get, you know, get some of them? Only people that truly can, you know, believe, have a good ethic are still out there than the ones that are just out there because it's the thing to do. I see a lot of that. It becomes a bragging fest. And again, there's nothing wrong about bragging and all this stuff too. But again, you know, you should do a lot of this stuff because you have this connection, not because you're going to get all kinds of likes or you feel you need to be validated by. I don't hike to be validated by others. It's a personal relationship that I have.
Yeah, I like that
with the outdoors. Yeah,
that's good. Yeah, and I just wanted to say as well that I've had my own, like having that conversation with Mark, and Mark's not, you know, person spearheading it, mm-hmm. but he's just passionate about
yeah.
it, right?
Oh, yeah, I believe I have read some of his work.
Yeah, and having talked to him, you know, I was just like, I reflected on myself even, you know, because I've done that. Hey, man, this is awesome.
We all have.
You know, get it out there. But,
yep.
And hopefully we can, as a guidebook author and a podcaster, and, you know, like you said, this community that's built, you know, hopefully we can take some of those people that are taking the selfie where you can't even see the mountain or the lake and you know, turn them into, you know, people that care about it. So.
Yeah, because this stuff's not going to go away. And again, I would be a hypocrite if I told you, you know, I'd like to see it, because I use this stuff too as part of my career and everything. I limit myself too. The phone's off. I mean, I know a lot of people use their phone, you know, for a camera, I get it. But to me, it's like I disconnect. I'm not going to take some pictures someplace. Here I am at the moment. Look at me, everybody. I'm like, isn't this great? So you go, I'm not out there for that. I certainly want to tell people about a great place. You have your own personal relationship with it and be responsible. That's the thing. So,
well, you know what I got out of that whole conversation is that you don't like yoga.
Yoga's great. I laugh because it's so funny. You know, it's like, oh my God, it's like, is this the latest? The jump photos, the yoga photos. It's like, how about just a picture of the landscape, how pretty it is, then you know, it just cracks me up. I don't know. That's just me.
Right on. Well, thanks for coming on the Cascade Hiker Podcast. All right, that's the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. Don't forget to join the Patreon page. Find me at patreon.com/CascadeHikerPodcast. Also, hit me up with an email, Rudy@CascadeHikerPodcast.com. Find me on Facebook. My Facebook page is Cascade Hiker Podcast. Twitter, find me at @in_CascadeHiking. And I'm Cascade Hiker Podcast on Instagram. Thanks, Whiskey Fever, for letting me use this track here, Tall Grass, off their album Gonna Wake Up This Whole Town. Go find them at ReverbNation.com/WhiskeyFever. Hey, see you next week.
You were sweet like honey on a heartbeat. You were fine like wine in the sunshine. I could feel you coming on strong. Could never be wrong, could never be wrong. See her laying down in the tall grass, playing mandolin in a white dress. So come running when I hear that song. It could never be wrong, it could never be wrong. Where you wanna run, baby,